Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been David Linden.
Still is.
He's still here. Has been. That's true. It still is. And, of course, everybody knows we're in the mists of the Christina Lu Show. And she's bringing up so much information. You know, anybody listening to this program who lives in the town of North Hempstead realizes how much is going on. And, really, there's just such a wealth. This is not just for seniors, though. There's activities
Absolutely.
For everybody of all ages. But for the seniors, and that's our focus, it's just tremendous.
Yes. So before the break, we were talking about the wonderful concerts that are going on in North Hempstead.
Right.
We mentioned the reggae one. That's August 4th. That's over at North Hempstead Beach Park. August 6th.
Actually, I'm just going to cut in for a second. You forget that Project Independence is 60 and over. So when you think of these bands like Creedence,
yes,
The
of
Who,
course.
And all that, Led
Absolutely.
Zeppelin. But Led Zeppelin was around when the people who were 65 and 70 were 25.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it's their band.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's true.
Dacadia, which does a whole mix of songs, that's going to be over at Clark Botanic Garden. And Mary J. Davies Green has a country night, so that would be there. If that's your thing, you can go there. On August 2nd, over at Manor Haven Beach Park, The Atlantic Years, which is an Aretha Franklin tribute show, which I'm sure is going to be one. They were very excited about the person they got for that. August 9th, Clinton G. Martin Park has 45 RPM, which we've had at events, too, because they do all from all different genres of music. There's a lot of classic rock they do, too, so that should be wonderful as well. And they also have these at Sunset Park in Port Washington. They do these cute little things called Cinema on the Bay. So on August 3rd, they're playing the classic of Ghostbusters, the original, at 8:30 p.m. And on August 24th, they're doing Mary Poppins Return. So it's nice because it's almost like a drive-in movie kind of concept, which is nostalgic and nice. So these are all really great for the whole family, so definitely check it out and take advantage of these great programs that are free and in North Hempstead.
Mary Poppins Returns.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But it's just nice. You know, when you get to sit outside, it's a really nice little thing to do and bring your kids, your grandkids, whatever it might be.
And most of the people at these things are seniors. If you bring your grandkids, this is not like high-end people getting cranky if they don't hear.
Yeah.
Nobody cares what happens.
Yeah.
It's just being there.
It's just being there. I'm agreeing with you, Dave. That's 100% right.
August 6th, we have our National Night Out is coming up, which is a really great program that's been going on for many years now. This is sponsored by Applebee's, Target, North Shore Child and Family Guidance, DPR Scrap Metal, and it's really to invite residents to just do a community event, just to build the neighborhood, promote positivity.
Right.
It's really a great, great program, and there'll be all different people there as well.
Am I correct? My memory tells me that the night out was really to get people to not be hiding in their houses for fear of something, but to get out in the street.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, and be in the community and meet your neighbor. And really, it's a community-based thing. And it's a great, great thing to do.
Yeah.
So that is August 6th. There's also a parade that is involved in it. So check that out if you are in the area. We also want to remind people that the second half taxes are due. I'm doing this for Charlie, you know. They told me to promote this. August 12th, your second half. And there's tons what they've been doing, which I think is great.
Is Charlie coming on? Okay, I'm sorry.
I haven't scheduled Charlie. But they're at different locations. Representatives from the tax office are there, so you can go and pay your taxes, which is great because it's kind of these mobile areas you can go to, which is certainly convenient. And I know Clinton G. Martin Park, we just had one, and there was tons of people there. So it's clearly working well. There's also a new dog park that has opened at Tully Park. We really want to remind people. Otto Lohs had checked it out and said it's absolutely beautiful. He doesn't have a dog, but he did check out the dog park and said it's really a lovely facility. So I want to remind people that that is out there. And I think it's great. There's a section for tiny dogs and then a section for larger dogs. So they certainly have it It's nice. And that's another thing, you know, to get out and to meet people. You know, so if you have a dog, it's a reason to really kind of meet other people, and your dogs can be friends. So it's a win-win for everyone. So that is another great program that North Hempstead has going on. I want to remind people that it's the Clark Botanic Garden 50th anniversary. So they have this crazy thing they've been doing all year. It's so many classes. I could have a whole show on all the classes that they are offering. But they're doing a whole thing on these different home sustainability programs. And they're also doing a whole speaker series as well. So the next one for the speaker series is August 18th. And that's on growing a tropical paradise on Long Island, which sounds really interesting. And they get find these great professionals that is their, you know, they've dedicated their lives to kind of mastering this. So it sounds like something my husband, Jay, would be very into, the tropical paradise. So I might have to sign Jay up for this. But there's a small fee for each session. You know, it's $12, or if you are a member, it's $10. So check it out. Every month they have a different program. You can call 311 or 869-6311 for a list of all the classes that are doing that. September 15th is Understanding Your Lawn, which...
Oh, really?
I know people do battle. I have to laugh because, you know, because my husband, you know, this is his trade. The phone calls he gets from our friends, and people are just taking pictures of things like, please diagnose this. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Well,
so I have
come
to
come in with a 2 foot square.
End of July, my lawn's half gone. But I don't put anything on it. I don't like to anymore.
Yeah.
So I get these pieces of weed. They look like small creatures.
Yeah.
A weed, John. A weed is a plant in a place you don't expect it.
Right.
That's
right,
all.
Right. That's fine. It's green.
Oh, grass is food for sheep.
Oh, okay. See, there you go.
Get a neighborhood sheep.
Yeah.
At the end of the season, you can shear it, sell it. You know.
It starts off beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. It does happen.
Oh, yes.
But I have to laugh because, you know, a lot of my friends and just the issues they have, and it's amusing the conversations that go on. But listen, you can go to these great series. Oh, it's Sundays in the Garden over at Clark Botanic Garden, and you know we've said this so many times, but Clark Botanic Garden, as David knows, is really a beautiful park, and you can visit the Linden's tree that is there. That's right.
We have a
which
tree
I love the Linden tree that is, you know, represented at Clark Botanic Garden. But it's a great place to really walk around also.
It is. It's very
yes,
it's,
it yeah. is.
And there's ample parking, you know, so there's no reason not to take advantage of these things. Yep.
That particular one's free. So you go there for a half hour, an hour. It's just that's pond. Yeah. You walk around. It's a serene type of place.
That's the word I would use. Yes, serene.
Yeah.
Serene.
You find a place to sit down and just.
Yeah, I've even like brought my lunch there before. You know, when we.
And did you have a serene lunch?
I had a very serene lunch. It was very peaceful. And
What kind of bread?
I don't even know. I think it was a salad, actually, that day. It wasn't anything too exciting. Wasn't that exciting. I also wanted to remind people that next week we have another amazing show. We have on Barbara Melman, who is one of our volunteers, who is the instructor for the sellout series of Technology for the Terrified. It is incredible that this program, people register and it closes out constantly. And she keeps doing it. You know, people are already registering for November for her. And it's just great to see because, you know, in the beginning of Project Independence, the word technology was just like a terrifying word, literally. And now people really are intrigued by what's going on. She does different things on, you know, apps, how to download apps, how to search for something, how to know what information.
Not that I'm a big computer guy. It is getting easier.
Yeah.
You know, 3 years
exactly.
ago it was hard. And now you just... Right. Turn it on, you can hit the, you know, whatever.
No, and it opens up the world for people, you know. It's certainly a great thing. So she will be on, and then we have on Eileen Carina, who is from the Pulse Center for Patient Safety, Education, and Advocacy.
Oh, yes.
We've had her on before, and it's a great organization that really promotes advocacy. So check that out. That's next week. We have, of course, Old Time Radio. The Inner Sanctum, Song of the Slasher, will be that. And, of course, I will be back as well. So I just wanted to do that because we always run out of time.
Yeah, we never actually. You're the one that's, it makes sense to tell people what's coming.
Yeah.
It
makes sense.
That's
what it is. We usually run out of time.
We run out of time, which is fine because there is such a wealth of information to give during the
And I want to remind people, too, that you could always listen to past episodes on our website. They're all archived, so if you missed a show, and you can just go type in a keyword, and we have such a wealth of speakers on here, so it's something that I really
encourage. Even talking about that, we only have a minute left. You can call 311 and give the name of a person or a topic that Christina would look into. I'm not telling you just because you call in, that person's going to come on.
But
you might come up with a great idea that we haven't thought of. I doubt it. But, you know, and Christina will talk to the person and say, guess what? It's makes sense for our show. Or good luck and it doesn't.
Yeah, and I, you know, our co-hosts, too. They're so wonderful. You know, I'm always getting phone calls and suggestions. And I just love that because, you know, people, you're constantly coming into contact with someone, you know, whether it's a doctor or you went to a chat, whatever it might be. And I love, you know, my little ambassadors that are out there, you know, like finding different things. And it's a wonderful collaborative effort. We are celebrating our 8th anniversary in September.
Now?
September 27th.
Right. Okay.
Is our anniversary
Eight
show.
Years?
Eight years.
Wow.
Right. So
and the supervisor will be with us that day.
Yes. Oh, yeah, and we're going to talk about hits. We'll have our co-hosts, you know. It'll be a fun day, as always.
When you think about it, 8 years ago, it's just so fast out of time for
us. Yeah, that's insane. Eight years ago.
Otto's been around for the whole time. Have you been around, David?
Yeah, David's been around the whole time. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've been doing this for 8 years.
And you know what really makes it possible?
Oh,
Christina.
Thank
Christina
you.
Is the show. Christi-
yes.
Thanks,
There's
guys.
No question about it. Without her,
it's certainly fun.
I understand that. I've done enough things.
Filling 100 hours a year of interesting talk.
Yeah. Right.
That just made me tired. Now I'm tired hearing that number. But it's really a passion of mine, and it's great to be able to have this forum to get it out and to entertain and keep people informed.
Who needs Google? We have Christina.
That's right.
Christina.
I like that.
She's our Google. That's it. This has been the show for today. I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 and WCWP.org.
Oh, look at that. Right on the phone.